You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is oh so simple. Rocket can. Okay, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. The free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 158, a smart speaker. Wherever you're at, however you're listening, I'm just glad that you're here. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. We got a lot to get into. We got a lot of people who are making massive mistakes. We got coaches who are, you know, putting a foot in their mouth. We got NFL players not just laying out protesters, but laying out stadium workers too. We got police investigations. We have complaints about the officiating in the NFL. No big surprise here, roughing the passer. We got NBA players that are just, they're getting ready to play, I guess. Ben Simmons is getting ready to play basketball. We're not even in the regular season yet, and Ben Simmons is just, he's the butt of many jokes right now. Steve Nash is telling everybody, listen, folks, it's going to take some time. Brett Favre is saying, I didn't do anything wrong. And then, by the way, Major League Baseball, the divisional round of the playoffs is underway. Right now, the New York Yankees are hosting the Cleveland Guardians, and they lead a 4-1 as they head to the bottom of the seventh. The Dodgers, they just got in action right now, already have two runs up on the board against San Diego. Earlier today, Atlanta, they tried it, but they didn't come back. Philadelphia holds on to beat them 7-6. And then also, Houston, they were able to come back. Walk-off fashion. You could thank Alvarez. Houston beat Seattle 8-7. And so we'll keep you up to date on the two active and live games as they continue on. The Yankees trying to beat the Guardians and the Dodgers early on in their contest here against San Diego. Before I move on, before I do a damn thing, before I talk to you about Davante Adams just shoving a stadium worker down to the ground and the ramifications of it, I got to ask my man, Dave Shepard. Shep, how are you?
I'm doing well, JR. Man, is this the time to be a sports fan or what? I mean, you turn left, you turn right. You have every sport known to man and womankind going on right now.
Yeah. It's a lot. What did I miss?
You don't sound that enthused. Well, you got hockey. I mean, we got the NBA is just around the corner. Right. You have playoff baseball, real playoff baseball, what it used to be, not 10 teams, you know, playing for an LCS or an NLCS or an ALCS spot. And then obviously, we're getting to the thick of the NFL schedule now. So what a great time to be watching sports these days.
Yeah, where the hell? Week six.
Yeah.
I feel like I was just celebrating the arrival of the NFL season. Week six is coming up.
Yeah, which is code for 11 weeks. We already know that the Lions season is over.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's a national holiday. Watching the Lions lose on Thanksgiving is a national holiday.
Yeah.
It is. I would have not seen a Lions game in the past, I don't know, 20 years if it wasn't for Thanksgiving. The Lions should be thankful. And by I was just in Detroit. That little area they have where the football stadium is, Ford Field, and then you got Tiger Stadium across the street. I felt like I was in Loserville, USA. Not Detroit, but that area where the teams play. It's like, oh, this is where the losers play. But anyway, it's ironic, Shep, that you mention like all of the sports that are going on right now, the season that we're in, where we're going to move towards the World Series and basketball season is starting and the NFL is going on and NHL just came back. But for tonight's show, I got to start off with a news story that continues on from last night. And it has nothing to do. We'll get into Josh McDaniels and his dumbass let's go for two play call. Game should have been 30-30, and we should have just played things out and saw what would have taken place. I got to talk to you about what took place after the game. Immediately after the game. A normal thing that takes place at the end of every NFL game. The players, the coaches, staff, they all walk off of the field. And it's not just the players. It's not just the team staff. It's not just the coaches. There are doctors on the field. Obviously, we're watching it on television, right? There are producers on the field. There are photographers on the field. There are camera operators on the field. There's security on the field. There's arena and stadium. Not arena, but there's stadium staff on the field. And so Devontae Adams, in his first year with the Raiders, probably just had his best game as a Raider. An opening bomb in the first quarter, a closing bomb in the fourth, two receptions, 58 and 48 yards, two touchdowns, and then they still lost. The Raiders fall to 1-4. He's frustrated. And what does he do? A stadium worker, the gentleman appeared to be a rig. A rig is someone who moves around equipment, etc. That's what he looked like to me. I don't know what he is. He appeared to have some type of tripod or something or another stand in his hand. He has a backpack on. He looks like he works in production, running around, moving things. And so he crosses in front of Devontae Adams. What does Devontae Adams decide to do to this dude? Who, of course, is smaller than Devontae Adams, the NFL player. And by the way, Devontae Adams, if you want to know how large of a human being he is, sure, he's a wide receiver. He's not a small guy. 6'1", listed at 215 pounds. He shoves this guy down to the ground. Just shoves him like it's nothing. Doesn't stop, doesn't break stride, just keeps on walking. And it's like, what are you doing here? So immediately after the game, before Devontae Adams was asked, what do you think about the two-point conversion or the attempt? Why do you suck? Why do the Raiders suck? He already had an apology. He wanted to apologize to the guy before he did anything. This is what Devontae Adams had to say last night.
Before I answer anything else, I want to apologize to the guy. Some guy running off the field, and he ran. He jumped in front of me. We coming off the field, and I bumped into him and kind of pushed him, and then he ended up on the ground. So I want to say sorry to him for that, because that was just frustration mixed with him running and literally just running in front of me, and that was... Shouldn't have responded that way, but that's how I initially responded, so I'm going to apologize to him for that.
And then he doubled down on Twitter immediately after he gave that verbal apology in the locker room. Sorry to the guy I pushed over after the game. Obviously very frustrated at the way the game ended. And when he ran in front of me, as I exited, that was my reaction, and I felt horrible immediately. That's not me. My apologies. Man, I hope you see this. Well, I'm sure he did. And it appears that this man does not care. Because it was reported that right after the game, right after this man was shoved down to the ground by Devontae Adams, that he decided to go ahead and file a police report. He says he was injured during the incident. He said he had to go to the hospital. TMZ says the man who got shoved to the ground by Devontae Adams claimed he was the victim of an assault. He said he suffered injuries. None of these injuries are life-threatening, right? None of them. The man later was sent to the hospital. He went to the hospital. And so this is actually being investigated by the local police in Kansas City. Where's the shock? Where's the surprise? I can't be surprised. Some of the jokes, and I guess they shouldn't be jokes, some of the jokes I saw on social media were by fans saying, if Davante Adams hit me, I'd be in a neck brace. I'd be on Good Morning America. I'd be looking for my cash. I'd be looking for my money. And, yeah, I guess why not if that's how you want to get your bread? Davante Adams, this is a man who just got a new contract from these Raiders, deciding he didn't want to be with the Packers. 5 years, $141 million. Davante Adams is a target when he goes out to eat dinner. Davante Adams is a target for both scammers and groupies and people who just want a piece of the action. And by the way, I have never heard a negative word uttered about Davante Adams, not one. I've never heard a bad story. I've never heard a bad word. Me personally, and I don't feel any different now, I've always thought he was a good dude. I still think he is. But he made a massive mistake here. You got to learn how to go out there and just be a professional. He apologized. But that's not the end all be all. I've seen people calling him names. I've seen people talk about his behavior, and now this will be kind of blanketed over him temporarily. He's not a troublemaker. I'm sure that this might be a speck in his career. But it doesn't matter if he's a good guy or a bad guy or an awful guy or a mistake, if he made a mistake. It don't matter. He has to be suspended, man. Davante Adams has to be suspended at minimum for one game for shoving this guy to the ground. This isn't some altercation inside the lines against a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. This isn't, oh man, I'm getting into a shoving match after the game with an opponent. He just shoved a regular-ass guy down to the ground. Now, if you're asking me, listen, to each his own. If you want to make money and claim bodily harm and injury, and that's an easy come-up for you, by all means, you go ahead and do it. Yeah, you look like a sucker to me. But you don't know what's going on with this guy. Maybe his college bills are just through the roof. Maybe he needs the money for some odd reason, or maybe it's a legitimate one. I'm not going to judge the guy. But if he's just suing him, just trying to shake him down, or the first step is to file a police report, that's sucker behavior to me. Unless he's legitimately hurt, I doubt it. Seemed to be a young person in decent health. But you got to be quote-unquote punished for this. Davante Adams can't wake up after the bye week. Davante Adams can't just waltz into practice like nothing's going on. Davante Adams can't just continue on and come back and play against the Texans. And it's not like they'll need him again. Well, maybe they will need him against the Texans. But he needs to be punished. His new head coach, Josh McDaniels, he said, I stand behind Davante Adams, the person. And yeah, we are prepared for whatever the NFL wants to do when it comes down to a punishment. But it's clear to me. I don't know what they're thinking about. And sure, the NFL, if you can't tell, they can take their time when it comes to doling out a punishment. There's nothing to think about here. Davante Adams, did he assault the guy? Hey, Shep, I'm not a lawyer. Did he assault the guy by shoving him to the ground?
Oh, man. By the letter of the law, yes. But in actuality, no.
Yeah.
Right? Like, He shouldn't be pressing charges for that. I think you got to show a little bit of grace. It was the most frustrating loss maybe of Adam's career, at least in the regular season. God knows he's had playoff frustrations and losses, but I just think you got to let it go.
Yeah, it's not excusable. There's no excuse for it. I want to give him credit for owning up to what he did right after the fact. I want to give him credit for doubling down on it. I'm going to give him credit for, as far as I know, having never had any type of incident in his career. I think that should all count for something. But that doesn't make it excusable to put your hands on anybody. Even in a sport, even in an environment like the NFL, where everybody exists just to push each other around and hurt the other guy, okay? That doesn't make it excusable. And so I can't remember an incident like this. We have seen NFL players, get upset at refs, shove them a little bit. We've seen sideline beefs. Man, we have seen fans and players yell and curse at each other. We've seen all of that. I can't recall someone just on purpose shoving a worker after a game. You got to punish him. Being embarrassed is not enough. This guy, for whatever his reasons are, deciding to file a police report alleging assault is not enough. The NFL has to suspend Davante Adams. I think one game is appropriate. I don't think there is a precedent for such. He didn't punch the guy Draymond Green style. He didn't gorilla press slam him a la, I don't know, the Ultimate Warrior. He didn't hit him with a clothesline, a drop kick. He didn't do none of that. He shoved him. He let his emotions get the best of him. He shoved him to the ground. It looks absolutely terrible. He apologized, but the punishment should be coming. And I think Davante Adams is a classy enough of an individual, from what I can tell, that he will accept the punishment, he will stew about it, and then he'll return. It's really that simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to open up the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Davante Adams, the guy who he shoved, went to the police. He said he was assaulted by Davante Adams. He had to go to the hospital after. And now Davante Adams, this entire situation, is being investigated by the police. I guess this is the potential precursor to a potential lawsuit. Maybe. What do you think should happen to Davante Adams? Should he be suspended by the NFL? And what do you think about the lawsuit? Obviously, the guy is, well, not the lawsuit, the investigation, the filing a police report. What do you think about that? I'm going to take your calls on the other side, and then we'll talk about Josh McDaniels and his decision to go for two. Who supported it? Who didn't? It's the beginning, folks. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We know we had a good Monday Night Football matchup. It was a good one. We had a good discussion around it. Kansas City Chiefs came back. They beat the Raiders 30-29. A lot to discuss when you think about the actual game, some of the play calling decisions, some of the action. And we'll talk about Josh McDaniels and his dumbass go for two. It seems like even a day later, Everybody was fine with it. Okay, sure. But right after the game, we saw what took place. Devontae Adams has his helmet on, has an absolutely phenomenal game for the Raiders in a loss, 2 touchdowns. I think he had about 154 yards receiving. And he walked off of the field, and he's mad. He's angry. This team is 1-4. He just got there, got a new head coach, reunited with his old college quarterback, and we saw him earlier on slam his helmet. So he's walking into the tunnel. There's a stadium worker. He looks like he's a rig or he works in production. He has a backpack on. He has a metal rig in his hand. And Devontae Adams, he just shoves him to the ground. Doesn't break stride, just shoves him to the ground. Doesn't go back, doesn't help him up, doesn't apologize. He just keeps it moving. And so afterwards, Devontae Adams apologized immediately in the locker room. He apologized on social media. And then we learned today that the photographer, the rig that he knocked down onto the ground, well, this man went to the police. He filed a police report. He's saying that he was hurt, that he had to go to the hospital. He says he was the victim of an assault. And now the police are investigating this incident. Wow. Devontae Adams, I've never heard a bad word uttered about the guy. That doesn't change that what he did was wrong. Doesn't change the fact that what he did was out of frustration and he's a jackass for it. Doesn't mean he is a jackass as a person. That action was. And ultimately, he should be punished. I think he should get a 1-game suspension. That's from the NFL side. You can't set a precedent where you just, you know, treat people like that. You can't do it. Now, from this guy's side, the photographer's point, he's entitled to do whatever the hell he wants to do. He didn't ask to be shoved to the ground by an NFL player. This man is just doing his job. I mean, if this was something that was so terrible, what he did, we'd have incidents just by accident every week of someone getting shoved to the ground. And let's be real. How many times do you watch a game? And this is different, but in the course of a game, referees fall over, coaches fall over, photographers fall over, cheerleaders fall over, everybody falls over. It's a physical game. But not after the game. This man didn't ask to be put down on his ass. Is he exaggerating his pain and his injuries? Maybe. Likely. Is he trying to set things up for a potential lawsuit? Yeah, maybe. Or maybe not. Maybe this guy is traumatized. I haven't seen his face, but maybe he's embarrassed. Maybe he needs to pay for college. Maybe someone in his household is going through some type of ridiculous sickness, and he's like, damn it, I need the money. If it isn't something extreme, I just think it's a sucker move. But that's not to say he's not entitled to something. He apologized publicly, Devontae Adams did. And if the guy wants anything, just arrange to meet and talk with him. But to each his own, right? What do you think should happen to Devontae Adams from the NFL? What are your thoughts on this police report where he is now being investigated? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Joel is calling from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Yeah, I think, you know, my initial reaction was exactly yours, which is, like, anytime you see something like this happen, my gut says it's a money grab, right? But I actually was at an event this weekend, and I was looking at those rigs, and I have friends that are in media. There's a reason they wear a backpack to hold that big, heavy camera up. They are heavy, and there's a bunch of metal around them. So, you know, you think about it. You got both your hands on the rig. You get pushed by a professional athlete who's pretty strong and, you know, didn't look to hold back. I mean, he didn't throw him into the stands or anything. But, you know, he may have had some impact, man. It may have been from both sides, too. You know, you hit your head because you don't get your hands back and potentially have the rig hit you on the other side. So I'm still leery I'm hesitant to say assault on something like that. I'd like to find out what the medical status is, you know, if that ever becomes public record, to really assess whether it feels like a money grab or not. Because I, like I said, after looking at one of those rigs, you know, what do they weigh? Overall backpack plus the camera.
To be clear, and thank you, Joel, for calling from Colorado. To be clear, he wasn't operating or running with a camera at this point in time. I don't believe he was a television photographer, to be honest. A lot of those TV cameras are much larger. If he had anything, what this photographer had literally was a tripod, which is still metal. It's pipes. It hurts. Yeah, it is. But, I mean, I've seen camera operators who are wearing an entire rig for their body to stabilize the camera. I'm talking thousands upon thousands of dollars of equipment. If that were to be the case here, we would have heard about the damaged equipment just as much, because ain't nobody playing that game. But either way, it doesn't matter. This man was still pushed and shoved to the ground, and no one knows the extent, quote-unquote, of his injuries. Sure, I don't, you don't. I will assume that he got up and went home and kept it moving. Knock on wood, I haven't fell or bust my ass in a very long time, but the last time it took place, it didn't feel good. I feel like I sit on a plane for a little too long and my ass hurts, but that's besides the point. AJ calling from Sactown. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. I want to start off by saying I think this case shows a little bit of human nature at its worst on both ends. One, with Devontae Adams and the fact that he shoved this man that was just trying to do his job down to the ground. I mean, like you said, he's a bigger man. He's an athlete. This guy was just trying to do his job. Whether he was with a big station, whether he had a video camera, it doesn't really matter. He was just doing his job for what we know. But yeah. With that being said, he definitely saw the opportunity for what we're talking about as a cash grab. There could have been a lot of things that this, you know, ways this could have played out. There's a couple mentioned earlier, you know, maybe they meet together, they talk about it, you know, Devontae Adams apologizes to him. And then maybe there's a settlement. Who knows? Maybe there's some under the table stuff. Who knows what it is? But it's a little bit of both, just bad side of human nature, I think. They were playing, you know. During Devontae Adams,
it is.
Go ahead.
It is. No, you name it is on both sides. It's human nature. It's the best and the worst. And in these cases, unfortunately, it appears to be the worst. Devontae Adams is highly upset. He puts this man down on his ass, and he was frustrated. There's no excuse for it, none at all. And then in turn, this man, he's saying, "Hey, I'm hurt," and maybe he is, maybe he's not. We don't know. It was only last week on Monday Night Football, that we saw someone who was basically trespassing. We saw someone who was on the field where he did not belong. He got his ass blown up by Bobby Wagner. And now this guy's saying that he's suffering a concussion. Well, you want to know how you wouldn't have been concussed? If your silly ass didn't run out onto the field. Like, there's an excuse for everybody now. Excuse for everybody. It's like Draymond Green running around saying, "Oh, yeah, I punched him, but who let the tape out?" Like, come on, bro. Like, which one was worse? You punching a guy or the tape getting out? Jerry here from VA. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, I guess Jerry got abducted by aliens. Good for him. James is calling from L.A. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, quickly.
Hey, JR. Always a great show, man. Yeah, I think it's a money grab. You know what I mean? But you can't, when you're in a position of authority, just like I keep saying, you cannot put yourself out there like that. I don't know if you, I know you remember, but a lot of guys don't remember. Dennis Rodman went into the
out-of-bounds
thing, and he kicked the cameraman. the cameraman paused and looked at him, and then he held his head back and went, oh. And then he had to, and the Rodman had to settle out of the thing. Now, do I think the guy was hurt? I don't think so, but you cannot put yourself in that position of authority like that. So I believe the NBA, the NFL should suspend him one game, and he needs to make an out-of-court settlement with the guy and move forward.
Okay. Out of court. Well, maybe. Yes, yeah, settlement, you never know. It's like, hey, man, here's a couple thousand dollars, go away. He got 141. It'll be the most expensive shove known to man. Nader is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
What's up, Nader? Go on ahead.
Hey, hit him where it will hurt him the most. In his pocket. Make him pay that man that he pushed down. Don't suspend him because people want to see the man play.
Okay.
But hit him where it hurts, in his pocket.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. Hit him where it hurts, in his pocket? I think he would rather be out on the field just as much as he wouldn't want to lose money. I don't believe that Devontae Adams is going to go broke if they fine him, I don't know, $25,000, $50,000. I think he might spend that in a week if he should choose. I think he wants to play football. And so I think people want to see him play football. I think that's a poor, poor excuse in just walking away or ignoring his behavior. I really do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on Devontae Adams. I want to update you on Bobby Wagner's situation. Yeah, the guy says he suffered a concussion at the hands of Bobby Wagner. We'll talk about Josh McDaniels and his dumbass call. We'll get to some of these terrible roughing the passer calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to the top of the hour, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about this roughing the passer nonsense going on in the NFL. Yeah, the passer, as in he's a football player, the quarterback, he's playing football, right? He's a part of the roster. You can touch him. Can you tackle him? Can you move him out? You can push him, right? No, I guess not. You push the camera guy, but you can't push the quarterback in the NFL. I'm so confused. We're going to talk about that at the top of the hour. You know, Tom Brady does his podcast, Let's Go, and he's been saying this for a few years now about how the NFL continues to change. I want you to hear it from Tom Brady's mouth at the top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. Because if the NFL is going to continue to change like this, what the hell is it going to look like 20, 25, 30 years from now? I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls here on the Devontae Adams scenario. The guy that he shoved, the photographer last night, this guy he filed a police report. He's saying that he was assaulted. Cash grab, no cash grab. Listen, that's up to that guy, how he feels and what he wants to do. I ain't going to judge him. Yeah, I wouldn't do it unless I actually was legitimately hurt. And we don't know if he is. Like, I'm taking my blows and keeping it moving. I'm going to ask to talk to the guy And I'm going to say, hey, man, just, and he's going to say sorry and all his bygones be bygones. Okay, fine. But he should be suspended, Devontae Adams. We got a lot of callers on. I want to make sure I get on as many people as possible. So please, just let us know your thoughts, and let's keep things rolling. We got a lot of people here. Patrick is calling from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
We don't know the condition of this man who got pushed to the ground. Nobody knows whether he suffered a stroke previously in his life, if he has neurological condition, if he has anything like that going on. So for somebody to look at that situation and say, oh, he barely pushed him. Ah, he's fine. Oh, he's young. He looked healthy when he was pushed to the ground. We have no idea what previous pre-existing conditions exist in this man's health background. So the real punk is the football player who threw him to the ground. And yes, he should be suspended. And if the man is injured, he says he's injured, I believe him. Because who am I to judge him? Again, we don't know what kind of condition. You can't look at somebody
And
say,
you're repeating yourself now, Patrick.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, it's pretty rude of you to get up there and say that the guy looks young and healthy. You don't know anything about that man.
Well, repeat what you just said to me.
I said it's pretty rude for you to say that that man who was victimized by the football player looked young and, oh, he might be injured. He might
slow down. Shut up. You're put on hold. I didn't hang up on you because I want you to listen to me. But you'll probably hang up because you're too dumb to listen. Listen to me very carefully. The words that you just repeated to me, listen to what you said to me. He looked young and healthy. I said the same damn thing that you just said, Patrick from New York. You too stupid to recognize that? I'm going to take you off a hold. And what are you going to do? You going to yell at me? You're going to mock me now? Well, you said this, JR. Here, let me add an additional point there for you. Unfortunately, and I said this, we don't know what this man said. I told you what he looked like. I didn't say he did or did not. I said it's all open for possibility. But it doesn't appear you're even smart enough to listen and interpret what I just said. You want to be upset and talk about how the man was victimized. Yeah, he was a victim. I don't know the extent of his injuries. I said as much. What a genius. Now prepare yourselves, people. I'm going to take Patrick off of hold. He's going to be very upset, maybe, or maybe not. He's going to say something and hang up. He's going to be sad, or he's going to be angry. Whatever he does, it's going to be very entertaining. Patrick is back from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What an honor.
Patrick is gone. Jacob is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, can you hear me good, bud?
Yeah, loud and clear, Jacob. Go ahead.
Hey, right on, man. I do think Devontae probably should be suspended for at least one game, considering the fact that this is kind of like a workplace incident. This guy was working. But I will say this much, man. I don't think Devontae Adams would have gone up and thrown hands and pushed Draymond Green like that at all. You know, I think he was just walking through and just seen somebody he could punk out and was bigger, you know, and he wouldn't have done that to somebody 6'8" or a defensive tackle or anybody else. He did that to somebody smaller than him.
Absolutely. This is why I think he should be suspended and punished. He was frustrated. There ain't no doubt about that. No shadow of a doubt. But you can't take out your frustrations on the first person that comes your way. You can't do that. Dennis is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good, Dennis. You got your window up? Or roll it down or something. Roll it up.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I had the headphone on. So.
There you go. Wait. I got you now.
Yeah, I don't believe he should be suspended. I heard from earlier today from a quarterback and a linebacker on another show that they were saying that all production people are instructed to stay out of the way of NFL players. I mean, so how wide is it? Yeah. So that, this dude walks right in front of the guy?
Well, no,
his
Dennis.
His job is to stay away from him.
No, Dennis.
Stay away.
Dennis, I got to tell you, that is a – I'm not going to go, like, deep and comment on what you heard from another NFL player or a quarterback or whatever. I can tell you, as someone who has been to many, many sporting events, stood in many tunnels, damn it, I can tell you – who was it? I don't remember. It was a Dolphins game. I was standing in the tunnel watching a game. I have watched games all over. I've been to sport. I can't even count, man. I got to tell you, saying something like that is really a cop-out. Yes, you want to stay out of the quote-unquote action. This is post-game. This is after the game. Saying
after.
That
there's no action. Well, no, it's just people walking up
no,
and down
this
the
is
tunnel.
After, Dennis, it's after the game. The game is concluded. The whistles have been blown. It is impossible.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So
it
why
is
would you walk right in front of somebody?
Well, Dennis, Dennis, listen.
This is Brady Quinn, I heard, say.
Well, I'm Brady Quinn played in the NFL. I'm not disagreeing what Brady Quinn said. The players don't want to hit photographers, and photographers don't want to hit players. If this was such a massive issue, we would have heard about it a million times over. Devontae Adams was the one who made it an incident. Stop it. Well, you're instructed to stay away from the players. What are they all in the same field? What a dumbass thing that is. I'm going to take more of your calls. People are angry. I love it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.